so tired. How long was I out? Oh well, it doesn't matter. What are we doing again?
It's masquerade.
This masquerade?
Masquerade.
None of you look talented now.
Takes one to know one.
It's a... Oh.
You're not the one behind the podium, dog.
Actually, we're here to play Match Game, folks. How you all doing? Did we make you wait long enough outside?
Yes.
I imagine so. So, I guess we gotta put on a real good show for you this evening. This is the Match Game. For those of you who are unfamiliar with what this is, it's a real old game show from back in the day that we've resurrected because these guys are way older than they'll ever tell you. But it is fun. Goes a little something like this. I am going to read a blurb or a question that has an open-ended statement, or maybe a couple of them. These guys are going to fill in the blanks with an answer. The goal here is to match, see, that's the match part of Match Game, their answer as well as they can to what they think is going to be said by one of two audience participants. That's right. Two of you have to come up and face all of these goobers.
Good luck.
Now, because I am completely blind up here, I'm going to request that somebody in back of house retrieve our participants when I request the brave ones among you to raise your paws. So who wants to play?
More light.
Pick me.
I want to play. Okay.
There we go.
You get to get blind.
I'm seeing some over here. I'm seeing some. Okay.
We got one.
Oh my god! I can see. Thank you.
We got a corgi. Corgi wants to play.
Let's take you two next to each other in the back. Yep. You two. Let's go get you first. Come on up.
Cue the music, Ron!
Thank you.
You
can come around through the side of the curtain there. Oh, all the way over.
You just cough on me?
No. Looks like you're gonna get some concrete.
No. Yes, you are. Hello, friends. I'm gonna have you move into my space here. Go ahead. Pop into the grand old podium space. Now, what are your names?
I'm Thaddeus.
I'm Alex Renard.
A pleasure to meet you both.
Nice to meet you too.
Now, here's a question for you. Is this your first con? And if it's not, if it's your first Furpock, I mean, and if it's not, how many Furpocks have you been to?
It's been to four now? My seventh?
Seven? Oh my.
Counting Furfright.
Okay, cool. So we've got some veterans here. Have you ever been forced on stage before and held against your will?
I've been on the stage voluntarily.
Ditto.
Nice. All right, gentlemen. We could get started if somebody had supplied me at the podium with something for our participants to write down their answers. Oh, thank you. Okay. And something to write with, please. Thank you.
I'll give up my number two pencil. Now my test doesn't count.
Okay. So, let's test this quick.
I'm still
Hello. Okay, yep. So this one is going to be your microphone here.
Children, stop fighting.
There we go. Okay, I was afraid that was going to bang when I put it down. So, it's going to work a little bit like this. I'm going to go ahead and read off this question, and we're going to go one by one. If you manage to get more matches than your peer, you win the round. If you tie, we go again. Now, do we want to do a tournament style here, I believe, where the winner faces off against another participant? Or do we just want to call it a round?
Winner stays.
Winner stays, it is. All right. So, I'm going to go ahead and start us off. And you are going to get the first at bat. You will provide your answer on the card. You will not show it to him. And all of these guys here are going to write down what they think. Now, one final warning before we begin. This is an 18 plus panel. So if you're under 18, look like you're older as soon as you can. Don't let me catch you.
And ignore the booze.
What booze? I have ginger ale.
And as for you sound cute guys, let's make sure that you're hitting the music as soon as we get started with these questions, all right? I know, right? I told you I was blind.
They're a lot of fun.
Okay, yes, participants. All this positive media attention about the furry fandom is great, so long as they don't find out about this.
Nick, can you read that question for us one more time?
All of the recent positive attention to the fandom is fantastic, as long as nobody ever finds out about this. See, this is where the fun begins, because each of these answers, if you really think with psychology, can be attributed to what they really don't want you to know about them. Gentlemen, are we all set?
Do, 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 do.
Are we good?
Do, do,
do. All right, show of hands if you're good, participants. Show of paws, I mean. Up, up. Do we have stragglers here? You're good? Okay, we can go. All of this positive media attention about the fandom is really awesome, as long as they don't find out about. I do? Oh, I thought the reveal at the end would be the most fun. Okay. Positive media attention about the fandom will all be undone and we will be forever canceled on Twitter by what?
Yef.
Yef!
That's it's a good answer.
Off applause.
The media shan't find out about that.
Well,
I concur.
You know, I did choose to go with the obvious answer as well. It seemed like an easy win.
Yep, it is. Time suppression.
I said pre-looped water foxes. You know, otters.
Oh, help! Like, I don't mean to date myself here, but I thought CSI in my own head had given
close
away.
Enough.
Yeah, no, it had given away the whole thing and, you know, everything else that's terrible. But they still haven't found out the one thing that would really ruin everything, and that is the truth.
So it's not a match, but we're all thinking it. This hotel. Dang it.
And that's the truth.
That is the truth.
Moving on along.
I wrote my bone.
It is omnipresent.
You want to share?
Share.
Share. Share bone.
Share bono.
Oh,
I'm here to share. Ooh, it's getting warm up here.
So I froze up in the situation and didn't quite understand the question, so I wrote down tails.
You have to talk more into the microphone.
I could have looked like my tails are up, yeah. But...
See where the microphone is in orientation to my mouth?
Oh, do you want it closer to my mouth?
Yep.
Okay.
It's like just the tip, except don't actually touch it.
Did you just steal my analogy?
I improved on your analogy.
All right, just improved. Keep sucking your robo penis.
I don't think making something less dirty is improving upon it.
Moving along from tails.
Alrighty then.
Silver Wolf, finish us out.
Well, I went for something current from today, and I was over in Kent and spent way too much money. So my answer was my Frisky Beast collection.
Oh. No one said rainforest.
I would say toys count as yiff.
All right, so with yiff, I'm sorry the participants here failed you.
You got one of us.
You got one.
One of you. For Magic Game, that's good.
It is good. But if they fail even harder the next time, you win. So you might get lucky.
Is that really possible?
That's what everybody's after tonight.
That's what we're here to find out.
You can never overestimate these fellas, I'll tell you that. All right. Mr. Renard, is it?
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and give it your turn. Oh, this should be fun. A cat, a dog, and a horse are sitting in a hot tub. The horse says to the others, "You want to see my..."
Afro with this music.
It is the 70s. This is prime time.
Okay, looks like we're about to be all set over here. Are we all set, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A cat, a dog, and a horse are sitting in a hot tub. The horse says to the others, "You want to see my blank?" Fill in the blank with...
I said cock, Nick.
Amazing. You know, there's a song I'm thinking of. You guys might have heard it. But I'd rather hear your answers.
You know, for once, I didn't go with the obvious. I went with art. Y'all know what kind of art I mean. Yes.
I said famous 90s TV show.
You didn't choose the low-hanging fruit. You chose the highest on the tree. Oh, my God. Okay. Move it on.
Well, I had an
no
image
one is ever
in my
going
head.
To win this.
You done over there?
No, never.
It's my turn.
Shut your face.
Mine! No take, only throw.
You don't run everything. You don't run my turn. Now, I had a different image in my head.
What did you say? I don't know.
I said you don't run my turn. I had a different image in my head, which was not quite as dirty as yours, but I do salute you. So I said, do you want to see my swim trunks? I know, that was terrible.
I said, Blaze Donut, I'm really hungry, y'all.
Do you want to see my Tamagotchi collection?
The fastest way to get kicked out of a hot tub party.
I went with a hoof collection. You know,
is that like a standard?
That means he's a murderer! Yeah. He's a literal murderer! Is that from Rick and Morty? All right, well, I for once did not go for a dirty answer. I said saddle.
No.
Sorry.
I can't believe it. They failed you harder.
The saddle is the opposite of the cock.
I am sorry, sir. No cock for you.
I mean, okay, hold on. Let's go back to the saddle thing. You do ride a saddle as well.
Yeah, but they don't make one for the belly.
It's okay, Alex. I'll give you a dick when we get home.
No, but you can straddle the other side.
I feel as though I'm the one that failed here.
Good point.
No, you are not. You are not. Sadly, though, we must return you to the audience and choose a challenger.
Hey, how do I get sent back to the audience?
Okay, change the lights.
You know
I'm not blind.
Round of applause, people. That was a wonderful answer, and we failed him horribly.
We let you down. You're welcome.
Me too.
I mean, we're the ones who made it 18 plus, and then we just don't deliver.
Yeah, well, you know, we did say 18 plus.
You know what, Renard? How about you choose your replacement? Come on down!
Pass the drink, bro.
All the way.
Oh, around that side. We used to have stairs there, but they magically vanished.
Yes, we don't need OSHA yelling at us.
I guess we have a. I mean, they're pretty drunk. They might need to sober. Well,
I got a donut.
I'm sorry.
I think one of us wanted a glazed
donut. Wait, did someone actually bring a glazed donut?
Yes.
Apple donut.
That's close.
Okay, you know what? You can have that.
That's even better.
Okay, best answer wins an apple donut.
Woo!
From our sponsor.
Carlton?
Correct?
Carlton.
All right, Carlton, welcome to the stage. You have to face off against our friend here. Do you think you can hold your own?
I think I can.
All right, we will see.
I mean, they let down Alex pretty hard.
Oh, hold my own against these guys?
We won't fail you like we did last time.
Don't listen to him, he's a cat.
A bold statement. Don't give false hope.
All right.
I'm all about false hope. For about 20 people.
With this question. The newly married furries went to blank for their honeymoon. Thank you. squished. It is indeed.
Look, not all of us can have single word answers, okay?
It's a fill in the blank, not write a novel.
Yeah, well, I'll show you a novel.
What does that even mean?
Just look at his answers. That's what I thought.
Mine's four words.
I couldn't come up with a witty quip.
Okay. Look, it looks like we're all set here. Are we all set, gentlemen? The giggles mean yes. Okay, so the newly married furries went to this location for their honeymoon.
The bedroom.
The bedroom!
I was giving the obvious one and gave Amprocon.
Hey! That one. Where do you think you are?
I don't know. I'm.
You're not gonna like my answer.
I'm simultaneously not drunk enough and too drunk to know where I am.
Time suppression, where would you take your sweetheart?
Well, obviously, Anthrocon, because I proposed at MFF, and it would be no sense to go there for my honeymoon as well.
You're fired.
Hot! Finally!
Sweet release.
Wait, no, I have to be voted off.
I vote you off. Immediately.
Awesome. Thank you. Woo! Everyone, are we making a motion?
Yes.
No.
Wow, that sounded like an under-resounding no.
Motion denied. Spots.
Save the sinking ship.
There, it's gonna be okay. Okay, so I didn't say Anthrocon. But I did say, it's not a match, I'm so sorry. I did say a better convention. Oh.
You're fired too,
burn. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Apply a cool bandage to the burn.
I don't even know how to lead up with this. I just wrote this.
I said this.
Nope. I said the bathhouse. Not a match.
That's where they met, not where the honeymoon is.
Oh, that's what the question was.
For their honeymoon, they went to the gynecologist. Oh.
These are newly married furries.
This is gonna take all night.
I went with some shitty furry convention. Maybe this one. I don't know if that's rough or not.
You're walking home.
Yeah. Anthrocon's looking way, way better tonight.
Well, sorry.
I hate you all. I said for apocalypse.
Get up here and smack him!
Well, we should
just... I don't know what to tell you, except I'm sorry.
Jork should just take his place on the panel.
Expected. I... Yeah. We're not surprised. Are we surprised? We're not surprised.
No.
Okay, moving on.
Good luck to you. I hope you can do better.
Yes, let us hope you can get a score higher than...
With us...
Zero! Even, it's what about me? Even the cat's closest friend didn't know, you know what, never mind. Even the cat's closest friend didn't know his blank was fake. If any of you say voice, I will claw you up here right now.
Hey, Nick, can you
Even the cat's closest friend didn't know his blank was fake. Also remember that you are fighting for a sponsor-donated Apple Donuts, if that's any motivation for you. Like we're all set over here. So, even the cat's closest friend didn't know his blank was fake. You said
claws.
Oh, that's good. That's too good for us.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot I was dealing with a bunch of idiots.
Oh, wicked bird.
Hey.
In the words of a glorious former convention member.
Ben is here.
It's all good. Okay, let's see. Can we get claws?
I gave tail.
Hey, I already used that one.
Too bad.
Time.
I said YouTube channel.
I love you, Dad.
The things I do for you bastards.
Oh, I choked. I just said toupee. Boo. Boo. That's my fault.
Why would a cat have a toupee?
I don't know. Why would a cat have a fake implant of anything?
I'm just saying, he doesn't have a tail.
Handicapped?
Moving right along.
Yeah, handicapped.
I said pussy.
Hey,
if Mr. Bigglesworth wants to wear a toupee, he can.
Cat pattern baldness is a serious issue.
Yeah. First you bulge.
A sock if you're lucky.
Final two.
I went with his testicles. He might be a blank shooter.
Are they fake or are they just injected?
It's their nudicles.
Maybe it goes along with the bad dragon toy.
Don't give me flashbacks, please.
He's got a cum tube installed.
Silver Wolf.
We definitely did say this was 18 plus. Okay, good.
We warned you.
All right. Well, I'm failing you all tonight. I went with catnip.
What is catnip made out of? That's fake. Fake catnip. What's that made out of?
I don't know. They sell it at the drugs of vitamin E.
This sponsor brought you a donut prize, and you're not even trying.
We're overachievers. We're trying too hard.
I like the YouTube channel answer. That one was pretty funny.
Yeah, comedians.
All right, rematch time.
Are you regretting life choices?
I regret nothing. Everyone knows a furry brings a U-Haul to their first date. Unfortunately, the truck is never big enough to carry blank.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's the exact same.
Why are you mad?
I guess I did my first date wrong. I'm sorry, dear. Okay, cut the music. I think we're good. Everybody in? Okay. So, first date, every furry brings a U-Haul. Bring enough to fit what?
This is what I get for sharing.
I can fit all my mersuits in there.
Ooh.
All of them.
All of your mersuits.
So, this may be up to the judge's interpretation. I said toys.
There you go.
That's upside toys. Down, not backwards. This is backwards.
I'd give it a ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, there we go. Hooray, we got one. Go us.
I didn't go quite as lewd on this one. I just said their ego.
Wow.
Hey, Nick, what was the contestant's answer?
Mersuits.
Mersuits, okay.
It's, I don't know, I got nothing for this one. I just said that truck is never big enough to fit good life choices.
You don't call mersuits good life choices? Are you living?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like mersuits are good life choices.
Well,
that's where I've seen you from.
Did you subscribe and like?
Video somewhere.
Buy me coffee.
I not only subscribed, I liked.
That's a
Did you subscribe to their OnlyFans?
I'm actually really
It's
confused
called
right
Just
now.
For Fans.
Can you hit that bell too? Yeah. Just smash that bell like 3 times.
Moving on.
I said the truck is not big enough to fit their crippling debt.
Oh! Yeah. That's too real.
Oh, wow.
Reality check.
I know.
Is this the reality
free
place? We're here to relax with this guy. Now I think about our crippling debt. Thanks.
The truck's not big enough to fit my massive Bad Dragon collection.
It is. That's not the same thing as mersuits.
Yeah, it's too fun.
I wasn't specific about what the toys were.
I also went with this Bad Dragon collection. So.
Okay, I went a little more broad here, and I definitely think this qualifies. Yif collection.
Oh, you know what? That qualifies more than toys does.
It's not just good, it's good enough.
It's good. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna call it. Audience, I'm feeling that's worth only one ding. How about you?
Yeah.
We'll set you to one. I know, buddy. I know.
Seriously, the fact that I got 2 half matches was amazing enough.
It is a statistical anomaly, I will agree. All right, moving on. Let's see if you can also get 2 half matches. It's possible. We've seen it happen. Suffering from post-con depression, Foxy the furry cried in the parking lot wishing for blank. Wishing that his mother wasn't a woman who named him Foxy when he came from a family of wolves.
Hey, don't knock the questions. The questions are sound.
Thank you. be right back.
Daddy, we need more juice. The one in front of you. It's in front of you.
This is how they deal with their post-con depression.
I would like the bottle.
I like hard things.
Is this for me? You shouldn't have.
One for you, two for me.
Are we all done wasting everybody's time? Yes?
Good. Good music up. Thank you. Okay. Suffering from post-con depression, Foxy the Furry cried in the parking lot wishing for blank.
Well, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but I think I already have half a point. Mark Cox.
Mark Cox!
That's a good answer.
That means we did a bad job.
Usually.
Now hang your head in shame and say do.
Do.
No matching?
Well, my my entire witty pun lead up just completely fell out of my head. So, blowjob. He wanted a blowjob.
Oh, that's mean. That's pretty close.
Well, I mean, so the name was Foxy, right?
Okay, yes.
So I said that sweet, sweet cock.
We got a full ding. A full ding?
A full ding?
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ding, ding. So, I know what I always wish for at the end of the convention. It's one more day.
Why would you wish for one more day of hell?
I was trying to get a match, not...
It's a con you're attending, not working for.
It was trying to be wholesome.
Sorry, but that's too sweet.
Yeah, time some
thank you, Nick. I was trying to be wholesome.
People don't work cons.
No
moving along.
I said he wished for a hookup on Howler.
Damn gentle.
12 pints of ice cream.
Are you just naming things that
you want right now?
Serious, Felix. Are you literally just naming things that you want right now?
What?
Time.
Well, I don't have
dog logic.
Ice cream for you. Just have a donut. And you
bark.
Match.
Bark.
I'm sorry.
Bark.
I'm sorry. I failed you.
Bark.
Wow.
I don't know why.
You can't say that on TV.
You can hang on to that one.
Who's?
I have two at this point.
I'm sorry, we just got demonetized.
If you have a lot of microphones, that means you should give your answer.
Alright, I went with someone to love me.
Yikes.
I always want to be loved.
Zoink, Scoop. Why do you want to add depression on top of post-con depression?
All right, well, I'm way too PG-13. I went for reassuring pets.
Reassuring pets down below?
Good.
Does that not have to be attendees here?
Hey.
Okay.
Not in the fur.
They did the impossible. They gave you a fighting chance.
That's all I can ask for from these guys.
That's now so all I have to ask is, are you honestly willing to stand for one more round of this, Jen?
Yes.
Audience, can you stand one more round of this?
Yeah. Well, they haven't walked out yet.
Thank you for humoring us. All right, let's go ahead. Let's go. Let's make it happen. We want a winner.
Well, let's keep that one with the blue muzzle.
Hey, we're volunteering for this.
Okay, we'll
keep
you.
Okay, I like this one. I should have never married a furry. Every night, he brings his blank to bed.
Yeah, okay.
haven't found a place I haven't stood yet. Okay, are we all set, huh? Almost. Come on, boy, you can do it. Okay, we are ready to go. I should have never married a furry. Every night, he brings his blank to bed. What does he keep on bringing to bed?
He keeps bringing his master and or pet into bed.
Awkward.
Almost. I almost put that.
Or hot, depends.
Instead, much like Charles Nelson Reilly, his boyfriend.
I mean, it could work. Not exact. The gods have answered. Time!
So, I legitimately almost wrote pup, but I said boyfriend too.
Oh.
Well, I've been around a lot of furries, and it seems that this answer would be a reasonable thing for them to bring to bed with them every night without fail. Their baggage.
You would never believe what someone said to me on Twitter today.
I'm
leaving the fandom.
Please stop, I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah, he gets enough of that from me.
Okay.
He keeps bringing his venereal diseases to bed.
Sexual baggage. You know, you should get tested regularly and often.
He does, they all come back.
I'm positive. Very happy that you know that.
It's the only test he ever passes.
Okay, at least I can pass a test.
Ball?
Oh, he's a good puppy. He's got a ball.
Alright, I went with his sexy pillow cover thing, like you can buy from the convention space there.
What is it?
Dr. Makura.
You would know.
He has one.
Can I get one?
I've got one too, and there's someone backstage who's gonna be really embarrassed if I say his name.
So, did you say plushie?
I said pillow.
No, not you, the other one.
Can I move to that end of the table because I too said boyfriend?
So long as you bring the juice, yes.
Too real.
I'm attacking you, cameraman.
I'm in so much pain right now.
I know. Technically, a boyfriend could be a pet, especially in this group, but once again, they're betting 0 for 0.
Yes.
And 0, and 0, and 0, and 1.5.
I just had, because you don't deserve this. You really don't deserve this. You should be somewhere else doing something where somebody's actually trying to help you.
I mean, the same can be said about us.
Okay, sure.
That's fair. That is totally.
Clearly, we need help.
But this is why you brought the alcohol.
Do I have a lifeline? Can all I right. Get a lifeline or something?
Ask the audience.
Can I telegram a friend?
Can we make it happen this time? Can we get 50-50. A winning round?
Let's help you out. I'll make it real easy for y'all.
You can do it. They can't,
you promise?
But you can.
Maybe not you. We can help.
In the lobby of a furry convention, you can watch attendees suiting, sketching, and sleeping. In the hotel rooms, you can catch them blanking.
Can you read that again?
In the lobby of a furry convention, you can watch attendees suiting, sketching, and sleeping. In the hotel rooms, you can catch them blanking. I mean, that's got to be hard.
Yeah. Hey, you got an eagle mic. No, I was not. Am I lying? Yes.
Are we good? We good?
I might go into work on Wednesday with rainbow colored hair, so shut up.
Yeah, and reverse fucking mohawk.
Yeah, but you put this stupid nonsense on your resume. This you have true. An excuse.
Yeah,
I have no sympathy.
They do all know what I'm doing.
It's literally incredible that you would announce to your employment that this is what you do in your spare time.
Just give it to a dog.
We all have hobbies, guys.
I always want a bone.
Look, we threw you a bone because you really, really needed one.
Yes, we'll auction this off right now. 50 cents. Do I have 50 cents?
It's a
really
nice bone.
50 cents.
Get on with it. Thank you.
They grow in
patience. The lobby of a furry convention, you can watch attendees suiting, sketching, and sleeping. In the hotel rooms, you can catch them.
Let's hear what the audience has to say first. Everyone?
Fucking.
Wow. Close enough. Now let's see if they've ruined this.
I bet they did. Yiff it.
Oh.
I told you.
I said fucking. They're the same.
It's a dig. It's a dig. We're calling it a dig. Time.
I as well said fucking.
Double dig.
Give me another ding. Come on. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Thank you. I've been to a lot of hotel rooms. And I can tell you, without fail, without any sort of undue prejudice, that people are playing Smash on their Switch.
I don't know, I think smashing is a war form of the thing.
Smash!
You're switching
Smash and Smash. When's that party
smash?
Going on?
Yeah, I saw the flyers. That up in here. I don't know.
I said...
That's why people aren't here, right? They're over there doing that. Sorry.
It's okay. I said they're complaining about the condition of their rooms.
Dude, why aren't you the two real and two seat?
Very topical. It's got nowhere to go, but never mind.
Yipping!
Yipping!
What did the dumb guy say?
Yipping.
White t-shirt?
What about?
Or white sweatshirt guy? The guy wanted a donut, what'd he say?
What did I say?
Yes.
Oh,
I said complaining about the condition of the rooms.
Only here.
I was gonna go with fucking, but I went yiffing. I tried to be somewhat appropriate, but it's hard.
Can that one be 2 points?
Well, I knew this was gonna pretty much be a unanimous win, so I had to throw a wrench into things and said, having deep philosophical discussions.
Okay, but as opposed to that, audience, let's hear it for fucking! You've done it. Thank you for tolerating this.
All hate mail.
And now for the ultimate jigsaw twist.
Nocturne at forpocalypse.org.
I won my donut back.
He wins the donut back. I have no idea what you just said, but I'm scared.
I love you, Nick. You're our new PR guy, right? You're going to handle all this afterwards.
All the voicemails
absolutely.
The emails
I will
are being directed to you.
I will take it all in stride and cry in the corner, wishing I never met you.
Can I watch?
Be in on Monday.
Say hi to Foxy the Furry when you're crying in the corner.
Wish him the best.
You boob. How are we doing for time?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Time, what time is it? I don't know, I'm a dog. I don't have a watch.
It's like 20 to 10. What's the matter? Is it pumpkin time?
We're going to you, Chris.
Why don't you go home?
Because we like to torture you.
I keep hearing
you.
942.
942?
Yes.
We're just getting this started.
Because we like to torture you, we're going to see...
No refunds.
One more challenger. Let's see if you can hold on to your donut. Are you willing?
Yes, I'm willing.
All right. After all this, who genuinely wants to give this a
try? Take one of those bouncy ones. They're cute.
Yeah, that... Is that a dragon wolf there?
It's really cute.
See, they're super bouncy.
They're really
come
cute,
on
too.
Come on, yeah, come on. Woo! Nice! Follow me. Never mind. They are super agile. Okay, you are a bouncing fella. You just brought all the life back into this stage. Look at you. And you are Zero. Okay, Zero. I know that you'll at least be able to write even if you can't speak, you doable thing. So, let's go ahead and see if Zero can snatch the donut and also get us the hell out of here. The lion said to the zebra, I love your stripes. They make you look blank. Go. Defend your crown. The lion said to the zebra, I love your stripes. They make you look blank.
I'm gonna go ahead and up the ante. I'm gonna add our leftover bagels from this morning in addition to the donut.
Ultimate prize package.
Platform they have, they just spin it around.
Okay, you want to
okay, bye.
I'm not like, building a revolve.
We'll go ahead and spend do you want 6 weeks next year building that.
Don't build it in my garage.
That's the only place it can get built.
No.
You know you love to see me. Okay. We've got all our answers in, I do believe.
Hey, time.
You might just get it.
Is there carpet underneath me?
Oh no. Okay, the lion said to the zebra.
I don't know what just happened, but he's happy that there's carpet.
On the carpet.
I did not.
We should.
I am not admitting to that.
We should have put puppy pads under you.
Oh. No. I may have accidentally spilled my beer.
Oh.
Slightly. Well, I don't actually own these stage decks, so I don't care.
That's fine.
I didn't spill my beer. I drank my beer. Maybe you should try drinking it instead of spilling it.
Using my alcohol.
You ever feel like committing mass murder?
I don't.
Not
tell
recently.
You sure? I mean, it could be fun.
I mean,
it's a suggestion.
Give me an hourglass.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you some time to think. Okay.
What was the question?
The lion said to the zebra,
the last one's out.
"I love your stripes. They make you look
full figure.
Full figure.
As in ready to eat.
As in ready to eat."
You gotta take the first thing and say that's the rule.
Yes. What's right next to the figure?
I am the match game guy. I watched a lot of match game in preparation for this.
Congrats.
That's your
That is
personal
such
problem,
an accomplishment.
Yes, but did you watch the reboot?
No.
The reboot's okay. Well, which reboot?
Alec Baldwin?
Right now.
Alec Baldwin's okay. He's probably the best reboot.
I'm sure it's fine, but when you have Brett Summers, like, getting episodes banned because she answers fag, like, that's just... I mean, what are you going to do with that, you know? That's the classic.
Okay, I will admit, Brett Summers and Richard Dawson were very good, but...
Mute their mic, Sparky!
Thank you!
I love that 40 years ago, Betty White still looked the same.
You okay. Too!
Okay.
I said the
Betty,
zebra said
Betty White is like still alive and she's 97 years old.
The zebra
like a skunk! Wow! Okay! Like a skunk! Yeah!
Hi, I said tasty!
Tasty!
I also said tasty because lions eat zebras.
I'll just put the mic down!
I think.
I said they're fashionable.
Thompson's gazelles. Look it up.
The lion said to the zebra, "Your stripes make you look like a snack. May I vore you, please?"
I didn't go the furry approach. I went with an inmate.
I was thinking along the same lines, but in the opposite direction, because stripes make you look slimming.